WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
What is up, Tuscaloosa, and welcome to the student section. I am your host, Ada McGuirk, joined by Nick Elliott. Got a lot of exciting things to talk about in the world of professional football. The Scouting Combine is happening tomorrow. That is the first day of the Scouting Combine. Alabama is sending 13 players, I believe, to the Combine. Most by any school in the country, including Georgia. Mm-hmm. So very excited to see how the Bama guys perform. Bryce Young, it was announced today that he will not throw or run at the Combine, but it does look like he is going to throw at his pro day, which is going to be sometime in March, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, we'll get to see Bryce throw probably with some of his more trusty receivers like Ja'Cory Brooks or Jermaine Burton, guys that he's very familiar with. And he will just be doing mostly interviews and the medical checkups at the Combine. So be sure to tune in next week because we are going to have full coverage of the Combine, some takeaways, some key players, some exceptional performances. We had some incredibly fast 40-yard dashes last year. So we'll be sure to keep you updated on all the happenings from the Combine. Alabama, boy, I mean, we've had some coaching turnover here recently. It felt like we had a coach for like 9 days. Austin Armstrong, who was our inside linebackers coach, I believe it was announced, maybe it was 9 days ago, exactly.
Yep.
Austin Armstrong, who we hired from Southern Miss, where he was the defensive coordinator, is leaving Alabama after less than 2 weeks to take the defensive coordinator position at Florida under Billy Napier. Armstrong has worked with Billy Napier before at Louisiana as a defensive analyst, so he was not an on-field coach for Billy Napier. He's worked as a quality control coach for Kirby Smart, so obviously he's been around some Saban assistants, and he is taking a promotion and will be going to Florida to become their defensive coordinator. So when this news happened, I expected Alabama to move Kevin Steele to coach the inside linebackers, right? You hire Kevin Steele. He's been Alabama's inside linebackers coach in two different times during his entire career as a coach. Worked for Nick Saban twice, and during both of those two tenures, coached the inside linebackers. We did not have a safeties coach when we hired Kevin Steele, and according to NCAA rules, we had met the cap for how many on-field coaches we could hire, right? So we don't have a guy coaching the safeties. Austin Armstrong leaves. There's a vacancy at inside linebacker, and there is still a vacancy at safety. I assumed that we are going to let Kevin Steele coach inside linebackers and hire a safeties coach. Well, news has broke that Alabama is not doing that. We are, in fact, replacing Austin Armstrong with Robert Bala, who will coach the inside linebackers. So still no idea who's coaching the safeties. But Robert Bala is coming over from Liberty, where he was the inside linebackers coach. He was a defensive analyst last year. He does have an extensive history coaching corners, coaching safeties, and coaching inside linebackers. He's been a defensive coordinator at the FCS level with Utah State. I think I saw a report today that Hugh Freeze...
Yep.
Yeah.
It was on a radio show this morning in Birmingham. He was said he was jealous because he was very high on him.
Yeah, Hugh Freeze, who obviously is now the head coach at Auburn, knows Nick Saban pretty well, and I think Nick Saban called Hugh,
yeah,
right, and asked Hugh about Robert Bala. And so Robert Bala is going to become the new inside linebackers coach for Alabama. Kevin Steele will remain the defensive coordinator. Still no idea who's coaching the safeties, right?
Yeah, I think it'll just be internal someone.
I think when you look at the support staff, HaHa Clinton Dix is now the director of player personnel for Alabama,
yeah,
just retired from the NFL as a safety, had a really good career with the Green Bay Packers, with the 49ers, right? And he is now back at Alabama as the director of player personnel. And according to NCAA rules, assistants who are not on-field coaches can coach on the field during spring ball. So HaHa Clinton Dix can coach the safeties during this spring football period, but I don't think he can moving forward. So that'll be an interesting development to see how that works out. I don't know. Very confusing. It's not often that you see a defensive coordinator for Alabama not coach the inside linebackers. And I feel like Kevin Steele's not going to be hanging around for very long. So hiring a really, really young guy to coach your inside linebackers, I question it. I don't know. Saban knows a lot more about coaching than I do, but this feels like a miss not having someone coaching the safeties full-time throughout the entire season. But that is all that we have in terms of updates for Alabama football. So now we shift our focus to the pros, right? And in the world of off-season football, there is still so much going on. And with the combine coming up tomorrow, you got to start looking at the draft, going ahead and looking at what each team might need at different positions. So tonight we're going to give you our rundown of the entire first round draft and what each team should be looking to target and why we think that. So, Nick, I'm going to go ahead and let you start. Take the Bears. What do you think the Bears need to look at with the number one pick, assuming that they keep the number one pick?
I mean, if I'm them, I'm probably trading that pick because you can probably get way more value. You'll get way more draft picks for your future. I mean, the Bears are going in the free agency with the most cap space, so they're going to be able to do a lot of moves. But if they did keep the draft pick, probably edge rusher or any lineman. I mean, their offensive line was brutal last year. They could not protect Justin Fields for 3 seconds. And they need an edge rusher. They cannot get to the quarterback at all, and especially when you're playing in a league with, I mean, whoever that is. It could be with Kirk Cousins, not really mobile at all, so you can get to the quarterback fast. You'll have Jared Goff, who's pretty much the same pocket passer. I mean, you have, what, Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers, whoever is at Green Bay. They'll be mobile a little bit, but you still need an edge rusher. I mean, I think be either Jalen Carter or Will Anderson to go number one, unless another name pops up, which has been interesting. If they did somehow go QB, the name Anthony Richardson has been climbing for some reason. I guess they'll have to see with the combine, because that's a name to keep an eye on for the combine, especially his numbers are going to be probably not normal for a quarterback at all.
Yeah, don't get me started on this Anthony Richardson stuff, okay? I've said it before, just because a quarterback is big and tall with a strong arm doesn't mean they're going to be good. Josh Allen is the exception, right? If a dude sucks in college, he's going to suck in the NFL.
Yeah.
And Anthony Richardson sucked in college. I'm sorry. He had moments.
Yeah.
But everybody has their moments, right? You know, there's been too many big, tall, strong quarterbacks that were not 100% in college. They were quote-unquote projects, right? Developmental guys. And what happens to most of them, they don't develop. No. Right, Anthony Richardson's not going to be the number one pick. I think I saw that with CBS. I haven't seen anybody else say that, though, because everyone else has a brain. So Anthony Richardson, he'll test well, but he's a guy that you need to Jordan Love, right? You need to sit him for 3 years. You need to get him with a good quarterbacks coach, and you need to let him develop. And then when he is, you know, 24 years old and he's 25 and he's been developing behind the scenes, then he's ready to go, right? Because like when you look at Malik Willis, right, or Trey Lance.
Yeah, I think the arm talent between Malik Willis and Anthony Richardson a bit different. I think Anthony Richardson's arm.
Yeah,
talent,
he has a cannon of an arm, but Malik still had a great arm too.
I think a team that could be is maybe the Las Vegas Raiders, because they do have a good quarterbacks coach. I mean, they have Josh McDaniels, who could maybe, that could be a potential spot, because they need a quarterback, then they're not going to keep Jared Stidham. I mean, could go get Aaron Rodgers, but I don't know.
I don't know if the Raiders – I do believe the Raiders are going to be in the quarterback market, and we'll talk about that when we get to them here with this draft lineup. But to me, that would sort of be breaking the mold of what Josh McDaniels likes to work with, right? I mean, who has he had success with? Tom Brady, right? Yeah. Mac Jones was kind of a shoe-in to win Rookie of the Year until – Ja'Marr Chase blew up. Mac Jones had a great success. And then when Josh McDaniels finally worked with the mobile quarterback in Cam Newton, didn't work out very well. You get Derek Carr, didn't work out very well. He benches Derek Carr for a more statuesque Jarrett Stidham. Jarrett Stidham's not very good. Yep. He had good success with Jimmy Garoppolo, who That's will true. Be on the market
that,
as well.
That could be another guy.
So I don't know if Josh McDaniels is the kind of guy that wants the next Cam Newton as a quarterback, especially a guy that isn't ready to go. Because, I mean, you look at your roster, you've got the pieces to win now. Josh Jacobs is arguably the best running back in the league at this point after the season he just had. You've got Hunter Renfrow at the slot. You have Davante Adams. I don't know how long he's going to stick around with this mediocre performance by the Raiders. So you need a quarterback that can come in and help immediately.
Yeah, and the Raiders have all the weapons, like you said, with Darren Waller, too, top five tight end in the NFL. They're just missing a few pieces, the quarterback being the main one. Derek Carr not doing the job for them. In past years, he's been a good guy for them, but maybe not as what we wanted to see out of the Raiders, not what Davante Adams wanted to see when he signed with the Raiders, that massive contract.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right, so at the Bears, if they keep the number one pick, which, I don't think that's happening, but I agree with you. I think edge rusher is important, and I'll tell you why. They traded away Robert Quinn to the Eagles this season, and they traded away Khalil Mack in the offseason. Those are their two premier edge rushers. So they lose their best two edge rushers. I believe they're looking for an edge rusher, right? I don't even know if Jalen Carter was still on the board, they may take him, but they're going to be looking at a Will Anderson, a Tyree Wilson. They're going to be looking at edge guys, right? Now, the interesting thing here to mention, Matt Eberflus is the head coach of the Chicago Bears. Matt Eberflus played college at Toledo under Nick Saban as a linebacker. So Matt Eberflus knows exactly what Nick Saban does with his linebackers, and he probably knows how Nick Saban coaches his linebackers because he was coached as a linebacker by Nick Saban. So he knows the kind of coaching that Will Anderson is getting as a linebacker under Nick Saban in that defensive system. So I think the Chicago Bears are probably going to be looking more towards Will Anderson than Jalen Carter. I don't know. Yeah. It also, like, when you look at it this year, and this might be me, but to me, Jordan Davis felt more disruptive and more efficient at just completely blowing up plays for Georgia than Jalen Carter did this year, when Jalen Carter was the first defensive tackle that everyone was trying to deal with versus Jalen Carter. Jordan Davis. Jalen Carter is still really good and still the best defensive lineman in this draft, but I don't know if he was as disruptive as Jordan Davis. So
another
we'll
thing
see.
With the Bears is they do have money to spend the offseason, so they could spend, if they don't take an edge rusher here, they could Mike Shop, Justin Fields. I mean, that's always an option. I mean, I don't think they should not do that, but they do have money to spend in the offseason.
Yeah, we're going to continue talking about all these things, and we're coming up to the end of our first little segment here, and we have only talked about one team. That shows you how passionate we are about these things, I guess, about Anthony Richardson being the number one overall quarterback. But stick around, because after these next couple songs, we're going to continue to talk about what each team means. We are going to be picking up with the Houston Texans.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back, Tuscaloosa. We are talking about team needs for the NFL draft. What does each team need? Where do they fall in the draft order? What should they target? We talked about the Chicago Bears. I think the consensus is probably edge rusher if they remain with that number one overall pick. They need defensive help badly. And we move on to number two here. The Houston Texans, brand new head coach, right? The former Alabama All-American D'Amico Ryans is now their head coach after two stellar seasons as the 49ers DC. It's pretty obvious what they need, right? And Nick and I think when we look at this document here, we both have listed quarterback, right? Yep. They need a quarterback. Davis Mills is not the dude, all right? Davis Mills is a really great backup or maybe a bridge guy for a team that's trying to transition to another quarterback. And maybe, I mean, that's what he has been, right? Deshaun Watson leaves Houston and goes to Cleveland. Davis Mills is there. He's your bridge quarterback, and now they're going to draft somebody. They need a QB bad, right? So we'll see what happens with Houston. They're at the number two spot. They could sit pat. They're going to end up with, you know, a Bryce Young, a C.J. Stroud, a Will Levis. All those guys are going to be available potentially, right? One of them won't be, depending on what happens at the first overall pick. But assuming that everyone keeps their picks the same and the Chicago Bears don't trade down, they're going to have their pick of the litter there with the QBs. I have seen reports that it looks like Chicago may decide to trade back a little bit.
There's no problem with that. I mean, when you have the top most money in free agency for this upcoming year and you have number one pick and you don't need a quarterback, you can trade back and get double the picks. I mean, you can probably get two future firsts. I mean, you get a first round pick this year and you move back a couple spots, you're still most likely going to have the guy you want, edge rusher or defensive lineman.
Yeah, and when you scroll down that list too, is you go down to like Tyree Wilson as your next best edge rusher, and I mean 6 foot six, 275-pound guy. He's NFL size. He, you know, played for a weaker Texas Tech team, but I mean he has the size, and I think he's going to impress a lot of people at the combine, just with his metrics.
Well, the assumption here is if the Chicago Bears do decide to, and this has kind of become a Chicago Bears trade segment, but if the Chicago Bears do decide to trade, they probably won't trade out any further than the fourth pick overall, in which case you're going to have probably someone trading up to number one to get a quarterback. Houston probably taking a quarterback. The Cardinals, which I think we move on here, I think we both mentioned here with the Cardinals the exact same thing, edge rusher and D-line.
Yeah.
And then at that four spot with the Colts, maybe if the Chicago Bears trade with the Colts or even with the Seahawks, you're going to have a potential Will Anderson Jr. still there. Like you mentioned, Tyree Wilson from Texas Tech. You're going to have guys like Lucas Van Ness from Iowa, Brian Brzee, Miles Murphy from Clemson,
yep.
Jalen Carter, obviously, from Georgia. But
especially with the Cardinals, losing J.J. Watt, I mean, losing some other, I mean, that's not good at all. I mean, he was a legendary, I mean, Hall of Famer right there. You're not going to be able to replace that. I mean, that's what you need, a Will Anderson type player or a Jalen Carter coming off. Jalen Carter to create that. I mean, he's not going to create that with sack-wise, but just tackle for a loss. I mean,
yeah, he can be a disruptive force up in the middle like the J.J. Watt
but
was.
I think the closest thing to J.J. Watt would be a Will Anderson, and that's if he's available, if the Bears don't take him. So I guess it'll be interesting to see, because if I'm Cardinals, I'd take defense. The offense is already good. They have really good receivers. They have Kyler Murray. I mean, maybe offensive lineman. You don't really need to force that at first, your top three pick. I mean, you need to take your best, what you need.
Yeah, plus, I mean, they just hired Jonathan Gannon, who's a defensive head coach.
Yeah,
so it kind of makes sense that they would want to draft defense, especially when you're talking about losing J.J. Watt. And who was the edge rusher they lost to the Raiders? Was it Chris Jones? Is that his name?
It wasn't Chandler Jones.
Chandler Jones, right? Yeah. So they lose a pass rusher two seasons ago, and then they lose their Hall of Fame defensive tackle. Yeah. So they need some help along the interior of their defensive line, at least in pass rush or D-line. So I think the Cardinals will take one of those two guys. Like you mentioned, they have their franchise quarterback. They've signed a plethora of receivers. O-line's pretty decent. They've got Zach Ertz at tight end. Their running back situation's not great, but that's not necessarily something that you address with the third overall
pick. You can get a running back in like the second or third round.
Right.
Yeah, and their secondary, I think, is pretty locked down for the most part. So it's all up front. That seems to be their biggest issue now.
You look at the NFC, they can get a wild card spot. I mean, they're mostly a win-now team from where most teams are in the NFC. I think they're couple of spots away on defense. They need a defense. I mean, that offense is not really a problem. Kyler Murray just needs to stay healthy.
Well, the question is, are they win now with Jonathan Gannon as their head coach?
Yeah.
We will find that out this season. Number four, the Indianapolis Colts. They have the fourth overall pick right now. They do not have a quarterback. I mean, they do, but Matt Ryan, then. Sam Ellinger and Matt Ryan and a bunch of blah.
Yeah.
Right. And you just hired a really bright, young, offensive-minded guy in Shane Steichen, who I think does a really great job working with quarterbacks. And like we mentioned on one of our previous shows, at the press conference where they introduced Shane Steichen as their new head coach, owner Jim Irsay maybe let it slip a little bit that he likes Bryce Young. He likes what he sees from Bryce Young, and as the owner of the Colts, he makes the ultimate decision on who they draft. So I would be shocked if they went anything other than quarterback. And we both have quarterback listed here.
It's either going to be Stroud or I could see Levis, Stroud or Levis. I mean, maybe somehow Anthony Richardson, but I think Shane Steichen did such a good job with Jalen Hurts, and Jalen Hurts is a mobile guy. I think that's why I could see Levis being the mole, because Levis is pretty, I would say he's mobile enough.
Yeah, Levis has got mobility. Yeah, now, Shane Steichen was the offensive coordinator for the Chargers, Justin Herbert's rookie year.
That's
and
true.
And as we've said before, Justin Herbert's statistics, his rookie season, they've never been matched, right? Ever since Shane Steichen left, he just has not been able to perform as well. And he is more in the C.J. Stroud level of mobility.
I can see that. That's a really good comparison. I mean, Herbert is not really a mobile guy. I mean, C.J. Stroud was never really mobile at all while he was at Ohio State. I mean, he'd make the runs to get you the first down. He'd make the plays. I mean, his arm talent was incredible, I think. Him and Herbert are very... That's a good comparison for Stroud would be Herbert.
Yeah, so we'll see what they do there. I expect them to go with quarterback. I mean, you have a brand new young head coach. Just go ahead and start this rebuild. All of your top-notch pieces amongst your defensive line are older. They're not going to be around for very much longer. You're sort of out of the win-now mode just because of the age of your roster. I don't know. I feel like this is a rebuild. Some of your better pieces on offense, Jonathan Taylor, Alex Pierce, Michael Pittman, they're younger guys, so it feels like this is sort of a new start for the Colts, and I think they're going to go with
they're in
a
favorable division, too, so they could maybe win now. It really just depends. I mean, they have a good enough defense. Their defense was solid. I mean, they have a really good O-line. I mean, they have Jonathan Taylor, top five running back.
Their O-line was not great this past season.
It wasn't
season.
As good, but the season before that, I mean, they can...
Yeah, they lost a couple pieces, so we'll see what they do. They need to address that. But moving on here, the number five overall pick, the Seattle Seahawks, by way of Denver, right? So this is one of the picks that Denver sent to Seattle to acquire Russell Wilson. We'll see how that goes when he has a legit good head coach.
Yeah.
But Seattle sitting here, they were in the playoffs, and they have the number four overall pick, right? Now, I think we both mentioned D-line, Nick, right?
Yeah.
When you look at their defense this past season, they gave up a lot of rushing yards. They were not great against the run, but I don't think it's their secondary, right? You have Adams there at safety. Tyreek Woolen's really impressed as a corner. It's just the interior there, the defensive tackles, the inside linebackers not doing a fantastic job of stopping the run.
Yeah.
And on offense, you've got the receivers, you've got the tight end, Noah Fant, that you traded for with Denver, so you have a young tight end. Geno Smith is playing really well at quarterback. Kenneth Walker's turned out to be a really great pickup at running back. The offensive line, you've got two bookend tackles that you brought in, both rookies. They're really good. And you're not going to draft an interior offensive lineman at five. So I think D-line makes the most sense here, and this is maybe where Brian Brzee goes, something like that.
Yeah, that was in another team when I was watching. I remember watching a game. I think it was when they played the Panthers. It was like in November or October, and Deontay Foreman just ran straight through that line. He had at least 150 yards, and they could not stop him that day.
Yeah, and Deontay Foreman is...
Yeah.
No, Derrick Henry, right?
No, he had a very good season for the Panthers.
Sure, yeah, but he's still Deontay Foreman. I mean, come on.
Yep.
All right, Detroit Lions, by the way of the Rams. So this is the picks that the Rams sent to the Lions to pick up Matthew Stafford. A lot of trading going on here. I said cornerback. Now, you went O-line and D-line, which is a little different. I agree with you with the D-line thing. I think that that's something that they could look at. I say cornerback because, what is it, Azeez Ojulari? Is that his name, the corner for them? You know, he's your best secondary player, and he's been wishy-washy.
What do you guys think about if, because I've seen some news about them trying to get Jalen Ramsey, so what it, I mean, they could.
Yeah, I mean, they need a corner. They need secondary players really badly. They need to protect. I mean, when you look at offense, you've got Amon-Ra St. Brown, DJ Chark, and Jameson Williams. So you're set at receiver. They seem to have a really good tight end that they like. A lot of people don't know this, but Dan Campbell coached tight ends for a long time at Miami, at the Saints, under Sean Payton. They have a really good offensive line, I think. I mean, Penei Sewell's pretty good.
And then you got Swift.
DeAndre Swift and
Jamal Williams.
Now, he's an upcoming free agent, so we'll see what happens with him. But I expect him to re-sign with the Lions. Maybe that's a landing spot for Derrick Henry. I don't know. We'll see. But they need to shore up the secondary, right? You got Aiden Hutchinson. You feel good about what you're doing in the pass rush from the edge rusher position with Aiden Hutchinson there. I think they need safety or corner, probably corner.
Yeah, nobody ever takes a safety in top 10 pick.
No, so they're going to go cornerback. All right, let's see. The Las Vegas Raiders, we both said QB. They need a lot of things, really. Yeah. But
no
except
positions.
For receiver. They don't need receiver or tight end or running back. They got those dudes. They need the lines. They need safety, maybe. Trayvon Mobley's pretty good. They could probably use some corners. But they need quarterback badly because Jared Stidham is not the answer for anybody. Yeah. Except for maybe the XFL. So, and that's no shade against Stiddy. He did play at Auburn. Actually, yes, shade at Stiddy. He played at Auburn. They got to draft a quarterback. They're at the number 6 spot. So, honestly, they could potentially, the 7 spot, they could potentially make that jump up with the Bears. Maybe. If the Bears are interested in falling down to the 7 spot. I don't know if they'd be interested in that, but they need a quarterback and they need one yesterday. I wouldn't be shocked if Jimmy Garoppolo ended up in Las Vegas. He's got the connection with Josh McDaniels. You've got one of the better receivers in all of in the NFL, one of the better slot receivers in the NFL, one of the better receiving tight ends in the NFL, one of the better running backs in the NFL.
Well, it's very similar offense to the one he had in San Francisco.
Yeah. He's worked with Jimmy G and Josh McDaniels have worked together before at New England, so he knows the offensive system. It would be a really seamless transition, and maybe your Jimmy G can be a transition guy. And maybe at that 7 spot, you draft an Anthony Richardson, and you let him develop behind a Jimmy Garoppolo. All right, here, last one before the break, the Atlanta Falcons at the number 8 spot. You mentioned QB here in yours. I will say I've seen too much reporting that they like Desmond Ridder to me to feel comfortable that they're going to go QB.
They did not help him at all. I don't really like Desmond Ridder, but I've seen when I watched like 2 or 3 games of him, he could not throw the ball. They didn't even give him any chances to throw the ball. They'd throw the ball like 10 times a game, which is that was their way of winning that whole season, was just run the ball with. I mean, they had so many good running backs, whether that was the BYU running back, Algier, or that was
Cordarrelle Patterson.
Yeah, I could see them going corner. I mean, need help with A.J. Terrell. They need, I mean, the new defensive coordinator coming in, I think they could use corner. I mean, edge rusher, D-line. I mean, they could use, I could see them maybe quarterback, but, I mean, also they could maybe try and get Lamar Jackson or something, so.
Perhaps, Lamar Jackson, the pending free agent.
I think it just depends what happens in free agency.
So, I will say, I mean, outside of Jarrett, who would you have on the D-line, right? Like, you don't really have anybody else. I think they need D-line. They need a pass rusher. They need something there to create pressure. You have A.J. Terrell. There's going to be plenty of guys at the corner position that can be suitable twos. Maybe you go after a guy like Bradbury from the Eagles who will be a free agent. He can be a perfect number two again to opposite A.J. Terrell. I don't know if you go corner here.
It's a little early. I don't think any of teams are going to go corner this early. I think maybe late, middle pack, first round.
Yeah, and so a lot to talk about here, so stick with us through the break as we are going to continue to break down every team's needs in the NFL draft.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back, Tuscaloosa, to the student section, talking about the NFL draft and what every team needs to be targeting. We have done the research. We've looked at all the mock drafts. We've looked at all of the big boards. We ourselves have done some mock drafts in our brains. And we are telling you what every team should be targeting. And at number 9, the Carolina Panthers bringing in a brand new head coach, a new era with Frank Reich, who was the first quarterback in Panthers history. And I believe he will be drafting a quarterback at the number 9 position, or maybe trade up. Who knows? Sam Darnold is not it, right? Everybody knows that. We've seen him at 2 different stops, not working. They need a quarterback really badly. They have a very solid defense. They hired E.J. Evereaux from the Broncos to become their defensive coordinator. I expect them to have a really good defense next year. They're in the worst division in pro football right now. They've got the receivers. Their running back is, you know, it's suitable. You can do it. Frank Reich has really creative run schematics with his offense. Offensive line is not terrible. Special teams is not terrible. This is a winnable division for the Panthers, and I think that you can do it with the quarterback. All right, Nick. Philadelphia Eagles pick at the number 10 position. So if you're the Eagles, you just won the Super Bowl. You traded with the Saints.
Just lost the Super Bowl.
Excuse me. Just lost the Super Bowl in heartful fashion to the Chiefs. But you got the number 10 overall pick, and you were the Super Bowl runner-ups by way of the Saints. And you got the Saints' number 10 overall pick. What are you taking here?
Look, I think DB, you're probably losing Bradbury. You're losing probably Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. You could take a DB. I mean, their team's basically, you don't really need O-line. You could maybe take an O-lineman for, who knows about Jason Kelce. Linebacker, their linebacking core was good enough. Wasn't fantastic. I mean, they could always use some depth at the linebacker position, but you don't need anything on offense. I mean, really just need to focus on defense. Secondary, probably the most need they need.
Yeah, I agree with you. Secondary. Here's the thing I will say really quickly about the offensive line position and Jason Kelce. They drafted Cam Juergens last year, and people forget about him. He was a center, and people are very high on him. He was very highly rated going into the draft, and it looks like the Philadelphia Eagles feel confident that if Kelce were to retire, he could start at center, and there wouldn't be a tremendous drop-off. So I don't know. I think they've got their center for the future in Cam Juergens, who is just training up behind Travis Kelce. All right, Tennessee Titans. Brandon, give me your pick here. If you're the Tennessee Titans and you're picking at the number 11 overall spot, where are you going?
Like we discussed earlier, the Titans are in need of O-line and receivers. Losing A.J. Brown, their O-line, they lost a guy. I mean, their offense is pretty much just run the ball up the middle to the side with Derrick Henry, screen plays, get him involved, and you can't do that without an O-lineman. I think this year they take an O-lineman in the first round. They might be able to get a receiver in free agency, someone to back up for someone as good as A.J. Brown, but I think they stick to O-lineman or receiver.
Agreed 100% of the way. I think it's probably O-lineman. They let go of Taylor Lewan, their left tackle, who was quite the star at that position. So when your offense is essentially just hand the ball with Derrick Henry, hand the ball off, yeah, you need O-lineman, and you need them bad. All right. The Houston Texans have their second first-round pick here at the number 12 overall position. This is by way of Cleveland after that massive Deshaun Watson trade package. So, what do the Texans need? Well, everything, except for maybe running back. I think they're going to probably look at receiver, right? You're more than likely losing Brandon Cooks to a trade package. You have Nico Collins, who's pretty good. John Mechie is there, but John Mechie has been dealing with leukemia. So, we don't know what his health situation is. Is he still treating that cancer? We don't know. Obviously, prayers up to John Mechie. Hope that you continue to have a swift recovery. Maybe he is able to come back this season. It looks like he is recovering pretty swiftly, but you're not 100% sure. And if you are using the number 2 overall selection to draft a quarterback, you got to get him some talented receivers to throw the ball to. And I think that's probably where Houston will be looking at with this number 12 overall pick here. All right, Nick. Number 13, the New York Jets. Where are you going with the Jets here?
Probably offensive linemen. They need offense. Their defense was good. Secondary is good. Probably maybe linebacker CJ Mosley is getting older. I think they can maybe use some help with him, but probably O-line. That O-line was not good at all last year.
Yeah, certainly not helped by the loss of Elijah Vera Tucker earlier on in the season. Yeah. They look pretty good. They, you know, Breece Hall, the rookie running back, was running well. O-line was solid. Not overwhelmingly good, but decent. Vera Tucker goes down, Breece Hall goes down, and the O-line...
And we're thinking that they get a veteran quarterback, so I'm not... I don't think they'll go with another rookie, because they already swung and a miss on that one, so...
Yeah.
I see him going with the veteran route.
I agree. All right, the New England Patriots, right? Old Billy Belichick.
I think that the Patriots are in desperate need of a receiver here. Mac Jones really does not have anyone to throw the ball to. That was the main struggle of the Patriots. They were kind of in contention right around 500 the whole year, doing barely good enough to be okay. You know, we even saw points where Bailey Zapp came in to try to funk out the offense, a little backup QB magic that we saw throughout the NFL this year. But I think that they need a receiver bad.
Yeah,
I would agree with you. Here's my problem, though. Bill Belichick's not going to draft a receiver way up. And if you are a great receiver, do you want to be drafted by Bill Belichick? No. Or does that like a stamp of you suck?
I didn't really think that their receivers were that bad. I mean, Devontae Parker, he's pretty good. I mean, Kendrick Bourne didn't get used at all. I mean, they still have Hunter Henry. I mean,
they have Jacoby Myers.
I mean, they dropped Johnny Smith. But, yeah, Jacoby Myers, I think they need offensive line more than anything because they couldn't protect Mac Jones for more than, like, 3 seconds, and he was sacked every play.
Yeah. I went safety here, right? Bill Belichick seems to turn over defensive backs real quickly, and I wouldn't be shocked at the 14th overall selection to see Bill Belichick pull a Brian Branch out of the draft. We'll see. All right, Green Bay Packers at the number 15 overall selection. Nick, where are you going with the pack?
They need edge rusher. I mean, I could see them maybe, I don't know, since just to give like a, I don't know, shame to them, to Aaron Rodgers because they never got him receiver. I could see them going receiver just to like make him mad or something after they trade him, which would be kind of funny. I mean, Alan Lazard's probably leaving, so I think they need another receiver maybe. I mean, receiver class isn't very good, so I think they could just get someone in free agency.
And Randall Cobb may be leaving too, so who knows what they're going to do at the receiver position. All right.
I think they take a tight end. Dalton Kincaid.
Well, you see, I don't know what they're going to do with Robert Tonyan, and that's where I'm linger here with Robert Tonyan. Robert Tonyan's a free agent, but he does seem like he wants to re-sign.
Yeah, it just depends. Him and Rodgers have that connection. I think he could maybe leave.
But if Jordan Love's quarterback, I think Dalton Kincaid's a better option.
We shall see. We shall see.
Interesting.
They do have Mercedes Lewis there, too, who's kind of your blocker.
Aging.
Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see what happens because Robert Tonyan may get a deal done before the NFL draft.
That'll be interesting.
All right, so now we talk about the Washington Commanders here. What do they need? So I saw today they've released one of their veteran safeties. I forget what his name is. They let Landon Collins go like a couple years ago, who was a safety. They let another veteran safety go today. I think they're losing a corner as well.
Yeah,
so they need DBs really badly.
Yeah, and they love drafting Alabama guys on defense. I could see, like you said, Brian Branch, who I think will shoot up draft boards, especially. I mean, I think his draft combine numbers are going to be very good. He had a very sneaky good season. He was a very good rushing safety. I mean, he was able to get to, I mean, he was good at in pass protection too, so I think he's a name to keep an eye on in the draft.
For sure.
Yeah. All right, at the number 17 spot, Brandon, Pittsburgh Steelers. What do you think the Steelers need?
I think the Steelers need to go back to the O-line. Najee Harris really just had a disappointing year after what everyone expected him to do for the year. He had his rookie year. I think getting him some protection and running the ball more, especially with, we don't really know Kenny Pickett, where he's going to be. I think that it's just good to get protection for both of them, two young guys. They're kind of building off of a team. They need a strong tackle. They need a strong, you know, center, someone to protect the quarterback and the running back.
Yeah, agreed. I've seen some people draft defensive linemen to the Steelers, which makes no sense because they have Cam Hayward. They've got TJ Watt. Like, they don't – that's the one area that they're good at, right?
I could see them maybe going – I mean, I know they got George Pickens and they have Deontay Johnson, but I could maybe see them going to get him. They need a speedy guy at receiver.
Well, they also drafted – what's his name? Out of South Alabama. Sky Moore, but there's another smaller, shifty guy – that they drafted as well at receiver who didn't get a ton of playing time. But, yeah, Deontay Johnson, George Pickens, I mean, they got dudes there. Pat Freiermuth is a really good receiving tight end. So I don't know if they go – plus, I mean, how often do they have a ton of, like, three – you know, the receiver room can get a little crowded if you're trying to spread the targets out.
I think probably their main focus here, but –
Second round, I agree.
They go after a receiver or a DB or something.
Yeah. So we look at number 18 here, the Detroit Lions. I've got them going tight end with the Lions. And I think this is, this is their second pick in the first round, right? They traded their top flight tight end, middle of the season. His name is escaping me right now.
TJ Hockenson,
right, to the Vikings. Now, they've had some tight ends come in behind him who were pretty solid, but when you've got guys like Michael Mayer, Dalton Kincaid, like you mentioned, Luke Musgraves, tight ends like that on the board, or even a Darnell Washington from Georgia.
Michael Mayer may fit perfectly in Detroit.
Yeah, I agree as well. Although, if you want somebody who's going to eat kneecaps for breakfast, it might be a Darnell Washington.
Yeah.
But I think Detroit probably looks at tight end with their second overall pick.
Yeah.
Not second overall pick, but their second pick in the first round.
Yeah.
All right, so Nick, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they're losing the GOAT Tom Brady, but they had a lot of stuff needed to be addressed. So where are you going?
It speaks for itself, offensive line. I mean, they allowed one of the most sacks in the league. That's pretty much they need the offensive line fast.
Yeah, I agree. I had that listed as well. I also have... I mean, you're at the number 19 overall spot here, and how old is Lenny Fournette getting? At this point, maybe we could see a Bijan Robinson go off the board at running back, right?
Yeah,
I don't know if he, as talented as he is, we just haven't seen running backs go that
early. Well, we had
early.
Two first-round running backs 2 years ago. Najee Harris and Travis Etienne were first-rounders. Josh Jacobs was a first-rounder.
If there's anyone that's going to go the first round, it's going to be Bijan, but I don't know if it's going to be to Tampa. It might be to...
Tampa needs O-line before running back. Yeah. They had – who was the other running back they had?
Oh, I can't remember his name.
He was pretty good for them.
Yeah, he was solid. Not overly memorable, though, because obviously I don't remember his name. All right, Seattle Seahawks. Brandon, where are you going if you are the Seahawks? Now, I believe this is their – this is their second pick in the first round. So where are you going this late at pick 20?
There's a lot of directions that they could go here. Like we said earlier, if they go O-line, D-line at the beginning, I think they have to go O-line. But, I mean, I want to say that they don't have the best wide receivers 2 and 3. They obviously have DK, but we saw him get locked up by the 49ers, and that's their biggest competition. That's their biggest rival. And then, you know, expect the Rams to be back again. Expect the Cardinals to be good again with their high draft picks. I think they need a JSN or – Something like that.
Yeah.
Like Jalen Hyatt, someone that's going to provide for them and is a good wide receiver, too.
Yeah, and Tyler Lockett's getting a lot older, I think.
Exactly, yeah.
They could go for a project receiver, and, I mean, look, he's going to be the wide receiver 3, so you can maybe not expect much, and he could be the speed guy.
Maybe a Quinshon Judkins or something like that. Johnson.
Quentin Johnson,
not Judkins. Johnson from TCU.
Yeah.
Although with Lockett,
I forgot.
I mean, he's plenty serviceable, and Metcalf is your deep down the field threat. So maybe this is a Jordan Addison who you can put in the slot with his route abilities. He can get open more in the middle of the field. I like that pick. All right, at the number 21 overall selection, you have Miami. However, Miami forfeited this pick with the whole Sean Payton, Tom Brady offseason collusion that happened. So Miami will not have a first-round draft pick. I think they traded a first-rounder to get Bradley Chubb. They traded another first-rounder to get Tyreek Hill because they had a ton of them. And then they forfeited this one. So we will only have 31 picks in the first round officially. At the 22 spot, we have the Los Angeles Chargers, and I'm going to go with wide receiver two. You've got Keenan Allen,
free agent,
and you've got Mike Williams. What you don't have is a dude with a ton of speed that can threaten down the field, right? Keenan Allen's a sort of route running guru. Mike Williams is a really big bodied guy who specializes in the 50-50 catch, but you don't have a speed threat. And I think maybe a guy like a Jalen Hyatt, who's
I could see Zay Flowers, depending on, or whoever has the fastest 40 time.
Zay Flowers.
Who knows about like the D2 guys? There could be a D2 guy or.
Perhaps,
major school.
Plus, when you hire Kellen Moore from the Cowboys, you're bringing him in, right? You've got to help out Justin Herbert, right? He is in his prime here. You've got the offensive coordinator that you think can help him out. So get him some more pieces. The defense is very good. You don't really have a ton of issues there. So I think a receiver position is where you need to look if you're the Chargers. All right, at the 23rd overall selection, you have the Baltimore Ravens. So, Nick, tell me, where are you going if you are the Ravens?
Receiver.
Assuming that Lamar Jackson resigns.
If Lamar Jackson resigns, they need a receiver. Then don't need to look back. Receiver, that's it.
Simple and 100% agree. Their best receiver is Sammy Watkins, maybe? Or is it Rashad Bateman?
Yeah, Bateman.
Yes. I don't know. All right, Braden, 24 overall, Minnesota Vikings. They won like every game by the skin of their teeth, you know? So where are you going if you're the Vikings?
I'm going to try to stop the deep threat a little bit. I think they need a corner.
Yeah.
Something that's going to prevent them. They already have a good enough offense. Even though as much as people are going to hate on Kirk Cousins, he does the job. And their defense did a pretty good job. It's just they found themselves in a lot of situations that could have been avoided with some better secondary, and I think that's what they need to work on.
When you had Daniel Jones go for like 350 yards on you, you got a problem.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, so we're about to speed run these last couple here. The Jacksonville Jaguars, they made it to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Won their division. First-year head coach, although this is his second stint as a head coach in the NFL. His first stint resulted in a Super Bowl, so pretty darn good one. You've got Trevor Lawrence. I think if you're the Jacksonville Jaguars, you need offensive line.
Or a D-line. Any lineman.
Yeah.
Lineman. You need lineman, right? You get Calvin Ridley in this offseason, so you feel good with the weapons that you have. You need some linemen to stop Derrick Henry and Jonathan Taylor, who are two of the running backs in your division. All right. New York Giants, Nick, receiver. Where are you going?
Receiver. You need to give Daniel Jones help. You don't need to be throwing to guys who are like receiver three. And Sterling Shepard is aging and is getting hurt almost every season. And Kenny Golladay has done nothing.
Yep, agree. They need receivers real bad. Made to the playoffs without him, though, so we'll see. All right, Braden, you're the Cowboys here at the 27th overall selection. Tony Pollard's up for free agency. Is this where you go for a Jahmyr Gibbs or Bijan Robinson?
Maybe, but maybe you also go for an edge rush. You know, they were a little weak on that last year. Zeke Elliott just maybe isn't it either. I think you could see Bijan Robinson go here. I think you could also see an edge rush taken this late in the round. I think either one would be good for them.
All right, so the Buffalo Bills, I think, you know, offensive line, defensive line, any linemen. My question, though, their O-line's solid enough, right? But when you looked at the playoff game versus the Bengals, they were getting zero pressure against Joe Burrow, and that's a bad O-line that
they
have.
They'll have Von Miller back. That'll change
true.
A lot.
But Von Miller's pushing 40 at this point as
He's
an edge rusher.
He's still pushing 40, but the difference between him, what they did last year, when he was hurt and when he wasn't hurt.
Yeah. I still think they need somebody on the D-line or edge rusher. All right. So, last couple here. Cincinnati Bengals. Hit it real quick. Where do you take in?
DB or safety with Jesse Bates probably leaving. They need to fill that. And then Eli Apple, they need somebody.
All right, Brandon. New Orleans Saints, by the way, the 49ers at the 30th overall selection here.
They need a receiver. As much as they need, they need a lot, but I think they go receiver's probably the smartest thing for them, in my opinion.
Yeah, as a Saints guy, they're gonna, you could say they need receiver, but they're gonna do what's not sexy, and they're going to take like a lineman or a D lineman and just call it a day.
All right, Philadelphia Eagles here towards the end of the round. They're at the 31st overall selection. If I'm the Eagles, Miles Sanders is a free agent.
Yep.
I am drafting a Jahmyr Gibbs or a Bijan Robinson if they're there. One of the two will be there. Gibbs might be better for them because they've got Boston Scott and Kent Gainwell, the sort of up-the-gut guys. They could use a dude who's real dynamic in the passing game like a Gibbs. All right, last one, the Chiefs. What on earth would they need? They feels like they have everybody. But if you're with the Chiefs, who are you taking, Nick?
I'd go either D-line or receiver. I mean, I could see them going receiver. Not going to lie. I could see that. They're going to have some guys departing. I could just see receiver.
Yeah. They're going to lose Juju. They're going to lose MVS. They're going to lose Mecole Hardman. Losing a lot of dudes. All right. Be sure to tune in next Monday. Nick, Brandon, and Adam are going to have the coverage for you Monday. I'll be out. But the Combine is starting tomorrow, and we will be keeping you up to date. So tune in Monday for our reactions to the Combine, some of the highlights. We'll kind of break down what we saw from all of the Alabama guys, highlight performances, and such. So be sure to tune in next Monday or check us out at WVUA90.7.com.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.